You know what I was accused of at work today?
Oh dear.
Being polite.
Someone accused you of this?
So we were chatting, and at work I tend to just sort of be very quiet because I'm at work and I'm trying to be respectful, but I work with a lot of engineers and it's a very chill place, so people swear all the time. Mm-hmm. And someone's like, oh, Hallie, she's so good, she never does anything. I'm like, excuse me. I am a fucking trash mouth, sir. But it's just, when you're at work, you're a very different person than who you are in real life. I say, like, gosh darn it. You have clearly.
I definitely have to tone myself down when I'm at work. Because I'm around kids. One time I did drop an F-bomb in front of a kid because I was driving her to school and traffic was not good. And I absolutely forgot. And then from the back, I hear, why did you say the F word?
She knew what the F word was?
She's seven.
So my whole point is that the people we are at work are very different than the people we are
on the podcast.
And in real life. I like to think this is an extension of our real lives.
Somewhat, sure.
And I think there was sort of a duality of woman with who we're going to talk about today.
Oh, wow, Hallie. Effortless segue, as per usual.
I was thinking about this.
Okay, are you familiar with Lisa Nowak?
I knew what she had done before I really knew her name.
Oh, okay. Sure.
People referenced her to me because people would make jokes about it on television.
She's a cultural icon of a sort.
But people would always say, that astronaut woman. Like, they never really talked about her as a person. But let's get into that astronaut woman.
Let's do it. So I'm going to take everyone back to the early hours of February 5th, 2007. And we're setting the scene in a parking lot of the Orlando International Airport.
Hot.
Oh, yes. There's a 43-year-old woman wearing a wig and a trench coat. I'm already suspicious.
Yeah. Is it a really obvious wig, do you think?
I really hope so. Like a Lady Gaga wig or one of those, like, bob wigs.
Yes.
Neon hot pink bob.
That you wear to, like, Pride.
Yeah. She follows a 30-year-old Air Force captain to her car and bangs on the windows trying to talk to her. The woman lowers her car window to speak with the woman in the wig. And then the stranger pepper sprays her face!
Fuck!
What the fuck? That's not nice. I would not expect that of a woman in a trench coat and a wig following me in a sexy airport.
Why would she do something like this?
Well, the lady was able to drive away from the scene, and police arrested the stranger in the parking lot as she threw out bags containing evidence and garbage from her car. Now, Hallie, what the fuck is that about?
That is just crazy to me, especially because I think we have a code among women that if you approach another woman in a parking garage, you're generally pretty safe.
I mean, Jesus, I would hope so. I would think so, but this story makes me think otherwise.
Because it's my understanding that this woman, Lisa Nowak, was banging on the window of this car saying she needed help from this woman.
Yes, false pretenses, for sure.
Which, again, I feel breaks the code of sisterhood, because I would definitely believe that. And again, I think too much about Ted Bundy, and I don't trust men in parking garages, but I sure as hell trust women, and now I can't trust anyone.
Oh, well, I'm sorry, but let's dive right into who Lisa Nowak is.
All right, give it to me.
So Lisa Nowak is born in Rockville, Maryland in 1963.
Mm-hmm.
She had a very normal childhood, by all accounts, and excelled in math and science, also my two best subjects.
She said sarcastically.
I'm not a math or science person.
Neither of us are. If we were, we wouldn't be doing this. We'd be on NPR like, this
talking
is
about the
carbon
debt.
Dating. See, we all just made up some bullshit.
We're so good at STEMs. So Lisa marries Richard Nowak, who is a space communications contractor. That's also my first job. They have a son, and then they have two daughters.
They're twins, by the way, which I think adds to the pressure.
Oh, sure. So when the twin daughters are infants, Lisa is grieving the death of three of her coworkers and friends who die in 2003 during the Columbia shuttle explosion.
Because Lisa, as we've mentioned, was training to be an astronaut.
Did we mention that?
Earlier in the episode.
Okay, yes. We have mentioned that this woman will be space adjacent.
A lot of astronauts are called that for years and years before they ever go to space because the waiting list could be like a decade.
Yeah.
So she had these three people she worked with. Columbia shuttle explosion in 2003. Fucking horrible.
I don't remember that one.
We were little. It was considered the worst NASA death since the Challenger. In the 80s.
See, I know the Challenger, but okay. I'll have to look at the Columbia one. But okay. So, only a few months after this tragedy in 2003, her husband Richard is called into active duty in Afghanistan, and she's left alone with their three tiny kids.
And I feel like we need to include this because it sort of speaks to how her mental state was at this point. She's all alone. She's training to be an astronaut, which is famously one of the most rigorous things in the world to train for. Some of her friends are dead. She's training to do something that just blew up some of her friends.
Yep.
And she has to care for three kids, all under the age of 10, by herself while her husband is in a post 9/11
third wave feminism.
Afghanistan.
Man.
What?
I don't know.
You shouldn't say things like
this
that.
This is how women have to be prepared for life in the 21st century. A lot is expected of you.
Okay.
Yeah.
That was an okay save.
Okay, thank you. So, in 2006, shit gets good for Lisa. She flies to the International Space Station as part of the crew of the shuttle Discovery.
What? It was actually her first and last trip into space.
Her last one, Hallie. Why is that, do you say?
Oh, budget cuts. No, you'll see.
Okay. So, interestingly, many NASA workers believe she may have been impacted by the overview effect. Hallie, I have no idea what that means.
It's really interesting, actually. The overview effect is something that has been noted in people who go to space and sort of studied since the Apollo 8 mission. When you are faced with seeing Earth from above, it is so small and space is so vast that it sort of changes your entire worldview. But noted examples are astronauts and like really rich space tourists, which are becoming a thing, and they come back rabid to protect the environment and to protect Earth. They speak before Congress like Chris Hadfield, or they sell all their fuel burning cars and appliances and go all solar in the space of a week like some of these really rich guys did.
Wow.
Others sort of go the opposite effect, where they feel empty because they've seen sort of Earth in perspective. They think nothing matters because it's just this tiny, tiny little rock. It has no huge monumental effect on the universe, so fuck it. So in that case, their sense of morality changes. Like, they feel that what is right and what is wrong
doesn't matter.
The parameters are so much wider for what is right and what is okay.
That's crazy. I've never heard of that, but that's really interesting.
It is, and as we hopefully venture farther into space, it's something people gotta watch out for.
All right, tone it down, space nerd.
I will not be silenced.
So Dr. John Clark, who is a former NASA physician, and actually his wife Laurel was one of the astronauts who died in the Columbia disaster, points out, quote, "When you're in space, you're a rock star. You're at the high of your high. You have this great, wonderful, super elevated moment in space. You come back and you're cleaning up your kids' mess and cooking."
That had to be a hard adjustment for anyone.
That's not cool.
But especially, as you said, for a modern woman of today.
Exactly what I said. So what is Lisa up to now?
So Lisa was the co-worker of Bill, here we go.
Is it Opheline?
Opheline. Sexy, sexy name.
I mean, my panties just go wet.
So she hooks up with Bill, aka Johnny Sex.
The Opheline man.
No. Oh, you fell on that. You fell right on your face.
Please delete that so no one can hear my shame.
I'm not going to, because then you won't learn. Johnny Sex here is working at the Johnson Space Center in Houston. Nowak at this time is a mission specialist, and he's actually a space shuttle pilot. They had an affair for 2 years in sort of the 2004 to 2006 area, while Nowak was separating from her husband who had gone overseas.
Okay.
Johnny Sex and Lisa break up.
Yes. Can't believe it didn't work out. They were so well suited for each other.
They were the... I couldn't think of a good couple.
Who's the Brad Pitt and
they
Angelina
broke up.
Jolie?
They've divorced.
Who's still together? Jay-Z and Beyonce of NASA.
No, they got there. She's two. Didn't he cheat on her?
I don't know. I don't follow celebrity. Oh, man. Okay. So let's They're a really hot couple. They're like Kim and Kanye.
So they break up. It happens. William starts dating this woman named Colleen Shipman.
Ooh, tell me all about her.
Unfortunately, because this makes her lame, she has no relation to space or NASA.
Oh, well.
She's an Air Force captain.
Oh, is that all?
Yeah, just that. So they start to date, and although Johnny Sex is portrayed in the... I keep saying this.
You can't call him Johnny Sex just because you're nervous about saying his last name.
I can't say his fucking last name.
I think it's Offaline.
All right. William Offaline is sort of portrayed in the media after what happened as though he was some sort of cheating Lothario who cheated on Lisa with Colleen. But their relationship had already ended by the time he started seeing Colleen.
At least he thought it had.
Yes. Noag did not take this breakup super well.
What? She bought a lot of wigs.
Clearly. That is what we like to call in the biz a warning sign.
She was like, I need to fill my closet with wigs and trench coats so I can feel something again. To get that high from space.
Yeah, that's what you do.
Yep.
It goes wigs, space. Now, she actually broke into Offaline's apartment and read his emails that he had sent with Shipman using a key that she still had from their relationship. Always change the key.
Oh, boy.
Especially if it ends badly.
Oh, my God, especially.
She realized the two of them had been together for a long, long time, possibly overlapping with her own relationship, but they also could have just known each other as co-workers at the time.
Sure.
The emails that the authorities have brought up are pretty ambiguous and not that passionate, so...
Unfortunately, there is not a lot of, like, concrete evidence that's, like, open for us to peruse, which is unfortunate.
Because they were all involved with the U.S. military or NASA, which is a government agency.
Yes.
They basically locked this shit down.
Yeah, so a lot of this information is kind of hard to find.
Yeah.
But, so she looks through the emails, she finds Colleen Shipman's itinerary, and realizes that Colleen is set to land in her hometown of Orlando just 2 days later.
Now, she is in Texas, she's in Houston, but she decides she's gonna meet her there.
Road trip!
This is what Lisa Nowak is known for, more than even her name.
How much do you think the gas cost?
Let's see, it was Texas in 2000, mid-2000s. Texas itself wouldn't be bad, because that's where all the gas pulled up from.
Sure, sure.
But as you go across the southern United States, I gotta say, at least $500.
Oof.
At least.
Well, she's pretty prepared for this road trip, as we all know.
So she drives Houston to Orlando, which is around 900 miles.
That just gave me a headache, just thinking about that.
The longest trip I've ever driven was from Boston to Chicago, and it took me several days, and I was stopping like every 4 hours. I cannot imagine doing 900 miles in one go, which is what this woman did.
I can barely handle 300, and that is three times that amount.
Here are some of the things that they found in Nowak's car. You know, typical road trip stuff.
Oh, I always have a crate with all of these exact items for my road trips.
Yeah, you know, like a BB gun.
Mm-hmm, a folding knife.
Absolutely. A steel mallet.
Surgical tubing.
Space diapers.
Used and clean.
Ew.
I'm just, the thought of having a used diaper, like, in your car just chilling is so upsetting to me.
The smell.
Just the bacteria. Even if it's in the trunk, like, away from your nose, it is festering.
Totally festering.
That's disgusting. So anyway, NASA kept saying in the New York Times articles that we were looking at, quote, we call them urine collection devices, because the news, as you can imagine, becomes very fixated on these diapers.
Yes, and they were NASA diapers, so they felt the need to correct this very important fact.
Yes.
We all steal stuff from work sometimes.
Diapers.
The diaper thing is really all most people know about this case. Like, when I was searching this, I looked up crazy astronaut diaper murder.
Yes.
It wasn't actually a murder, but...
The two buzzwords I'd say for this case are astronaut and diaper.
That's gonna bring you some weird shit, guys.
Oy.
Lisa is arrested after she finally reaches this parking lot, this airport. She meets Colleen just in time.
Yes.
She actually makes this crazy trip.
I cannot believe that she does it. She arrives, she dons the wig and the trench coat, she's feeling good, she's feeling herself.
Do you think that Colleen Shipman did the Nancy Kerrigan thing of, why? Why? Or did she just...
No, I think she's too like...
composed.
Yeah.
She's in the Air Force.
She is a military woman. She keeps her shit about her.
So she was immediately arrested. Mm-hmm. Everyone lost their minds.
As you can imagine.
NASA, if you look up the New York Times, they have all these articles going back to the 2000s of just NASA having to do insane damage control. And so she is, so 2008, she's arrested. In 2008, she divorces her husband, Richard, as seems natural.
I hope he's doing well.
And in 2009, she pleads guilty to reduced charges of burglary of a car and misdemeanor battery.
Huh. So that's not what I would have guessed, knowing what we know about her macing someone in the fucking eyes.
She told the police that she just wanted to talk to Colleen Shipman, mm-hmm. but when they found all that crazy stuff in her car...
Folding knife.
Surgical tubing. Steel mallets, guns. They're like, this is not what you bring to talk to someone.
No, that is not.
So originally, they were trying to keep her on attempted murder.
I understand.
But if this got talked down again because she was a NASA astronaut and this was a huge PR deal, and NASA has some good lawyers.
Sure.
So journalists go completely fucking apeshit. They swarm the houses of completely unrelated NASA workers and astronauts, and they're like, how did this happen? Why didn't anyone catch this mental break?
Could you imagine if you're just some, like, rando astronaut from NASA, and, like, you don't even live near this, you barely know her, and then one morning all these reporters are outside, like, asking you about this colleague that you barely know?
Oh, Crazy Lisa? I do think it's funny. It's like if you were John Wilkes Booth's, like, third cousin, and they're like, what say you? But because of all these sort of questioning and this pressure on NASA, NASA actually had to look over the way it screened astronauts for psychological problems.
I understand. You don't want anything like this happening again. You don't want the crazies going into space. Unless you do, that would be a great film. If that's a film, let us know, because I'd love to watch it.
Now, she was represented by, Nowak was represented by a man named Donald A. Leichbach?
I would imagine it's Leichbach.
Why can't anyone have a normal goddamn last name?
L-Y-K-K-E-B-A-K. Leichbach. I would imagine, I don't know. I'm very sorry, Donald.
So, he asks her why she pepper sprayed Colleen, and she says, that was stupid.
Really?
So that was her statement on that.
Some regrets, you say?
Yeah.
So he manages to get her statements to the police and the evidence of the contents of the car, as well as all the talk of diapers thrown out through the trial.
Because of this, like...
Well, that's a good lawyer move.
That is, he's a fucking good lawyer, this dude.
Worth every penny just for that.
So because of his work, everything got broken down, as we said, to misdemeanor and burglary. And she's sentenced to serve 2 days in jail, which she had already served when she was first arrested.
You know what? That just hurt my heart.
50 hours of community service, 8 hours of anger management, 1 year probation, and no contact with the couple apart from an apology letter to Shipman. They said they did this because she had no prior offenses.
That is such a white woman astronaut sentence.
Right?
Yeah.
And they didn't even really take into account what happened to poor Shipman. She says she now suffers PTSD.
I understand why. Like, of course she does. That's a horrifying thing to happen to you. In the Orlando airport, the 45th sexiest airport in the world.
I mean, you expect this from the 44th sexiest, but not Orlando.
Yeah.
So she has to sleep with the lights on. She lost her job. She has chest pains. She was quoted saying, the world I knew before Lisa Nowak is gone. Every stranger I see is a potential attacker. Going out in public is exhausting.
That is so sad. And she absolutely did not deserve any of that.
Mm-hmm. In 2010, a board of inquiry, which is three Navy admirals.
Admirables. Admirable Navy admirals.
Oh, God. That's like a tongue twister. You
that's
do before.
Like Gilbert and Sullivan. Yes. And shit.
Modern major general.
Yep. Say that Lisa Nowak should be separated from service with a, quote, other than honorable discharge. And she is also downgraded from captain to commander. And I believe there's also, like, a huge pay difference.
Yeah. Although, I don't know why she wasn't just kicked out.
I don't know. Maybe because they eventually, like, pleaded her down.
I guess. Bill himself also gets sort of shunted back down to the Navy from NASA, because I think NASA technically is a Navy.
Bill being William Offline.
Yes.
Which is his nickname, yes.
As many people...
William Offline is his nickname for his full name, which is just Bill.
Bill Johnny Sex. So he gets shunted back down from NASA because it is not good publicity to have him there.
What? So where are they now, Hallie George?
Amazingly, Bill and Colleen stayed together. They got married and they moved to Alaska.
Wow.
Probably so they couldn't be found.
I mean, where else would you go?
They had a son. Aww. And they live in Anchorage and they work as writers and photographers.
Kudos to them for making it through that.
Yeah.
It's always nice to see love flourish.
Yeah, they are the couple.
They are the it couple. Let's all leave them alone, give them their space and privacy, and wish them nothing but the best.
Lisa has disappeared from the public eye. She's living in Texas still.
What if one of our, like, listeners in Texas is like, oh, yeah, she lives on my street. She's crazy.
I'm sure someone does.
Oh, if you know where she is, well, obviously don't say anything.
You have been commanding people to do such aggressive things lately.
Whoa, aggressive?
Last time, you're like, you should shoot the president for us.
Definitely would never, ever
It was say a that. Joke. We have it on recording. You definitely said that.
I would never say such a thing.
It is a joke.
I'm a patriot, Hallie.
We are proud Americans.
I was in Washington, D.C. not 3 days ago.
NASA reviewed the psychological screenings they did, and they make testing more frequent.
Excellent.
So hopefully we will never have another Lisa Nowak, and this is some fun information. Natalie Portman and John Hamm will bring a loose adaptation of Lisa's real-life story onto the big screen with the upcoming movie Lucy in the Sky, which is a Beatles song about LSD, but I get it's a cute title.
I did not know they were making a film of this. This seems weird that they're doing it more than 10 years later.
Well, now some time has passed.
Time has passed. It's not on everyone's mind. I wonder if they'll be faithful to the diapers. I wonder what wig she'll wear.
That's
like super long. Maybe it's like a, what is that, Elvira?
Yes.
The night wig? That one?
Yes. That like a Cher wig.
Oof, that would be fun.
Yeah, that is. So I hope Natalie is faithful to the wigs, and I hope that the director, as you said, is faithful to the diapers. And that's what they're going to put on the poster.
Yes. Astronaut diaper murder attempted. We didn't even really go into the attempted murderness of it. What do you think she was trying to do to poor Colleen?
Well, from the material she had in her car, it looked like she was going to knock her unconscious, tie her up and shoot her or possibly dismember her.
Allegedly. I mean, I agree. I think that is not the car contents of someone who just wants to talk, you know?
No.
So I definitely don't believe Lisa's saying she just wants to talk. I don't know if she would have gotten as far as dismemberment, but I think shit could have gone really bad if Colleen had not been so quick to react and get away. So, kudos to Colleen.
And also,
Lisa.
She did this at an airport post 9/11. Did she not think there was going to be security around?
At the sexiest airport in the world? Come on. We all know better than that.
It's only 45th. What do you think the sexiest airport is?
Oh, shit. I actually was reading an article about this. Not, like, the sexiest airport, but on the BBC, they were talking about, like, the best airport in the world. It has, like, a waterfall in it. I want to say it's in Asia.
That makes sense. Like, Singapore?
Maybe. I don't remember where it is. But
Hong Kong. They all have really nice airports.
Gorgeous. And, like, people will, like, buy, like, fake tickets or buy tickets and, like, not go on the plane just so they can hang out in the airport. Like,
wow.
It's, like, luxury.
Well, if you're one of our Asian listeners and you know what airport she's talking about.
I mean, anyone can know, but if you've been there...
That's what I mean, if you have hung out in this airport.
Yes, if you've ever snuck into an airport, maybe to potentially kidnap your ex's new flame.
Fix yourself
and get back to us.
Follow us on Twitter at Wednesday_Queen and look out for the society pages.
Follow us on Finsta. That's a thing, right?
I'm gonna kick your fucking ass. Goodbye.